It's Terrific Transformational Tuesday. The date is March 11th, 2025. Welcome to Oh My Angels. I'm your host, Peggy, here on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to your angels. I am so glad to have you here today. We've got beautiful skies. It feels like spring's definitely on its way, so it kind of uplifts everybody. I mean, it's just been, I got out and washed my car yesterday, first time since December. It's like, whoop, whoop. So I'm glad you guys could join me here today. For the first time listeners, I share the first part of the show, and the second part of the show, I'll take your questions that you post into the Facebook page, and we'll get you some answers from your angels. If you're not familiar with the Facebook page, if you go to 12radio.com and look at the top left-hand corner, you'll see the word chat. Just click on that and we'll invite you in because it is a private Facebook page. So, and then let's see. Also, I'm at 12listen every day. I can take your calls and get you some answers from your angels. So it's private. It's not on live for everybody to see or hear. You can also go to my website, which is ohmyangels.com, and that's spelled ohmyangels.com, and you can learn more about me there. And I do have the March Angel Scopes up, so feel free to jump over there and see what your angels have to say for the month. Give you some extra guidance there. Also, on my webpage, there's an on-demand button on the page as well, so you can catch this radio show or the previous one. So check it out. Let me know your feedback. It's relatively new. It's been revamped, and I'm very impressed with it. I've got a great guy that helped me out with that. So, yes, any feedbacks or suggestions, I'll gladly take. Today's topic I have called Life's Speed Bumps. And I know I've talked about this subject before, but there's been a lot going on recently that I've been reminded this would probably be a good time to bring this up for others to hear. Years ago, I lived my life based on drama. It was evidently the only way I thought I could learn, because that's my whole family life was just nothing but drama. And, oh gosh, I just got tired of it all. I just, you know, I had gone through some spiritual shifts and changes. You know, I started implementing Reiki into my life and taking the classes and trying to really settle down and just be me. And I know that we all sign up for lessons here, but I told the universe and the angels, I don't want to learn with drama anymore. You know, I want to be able to learn with grace and ease. And it worked. You know, for the first probably 2 or 3 months, I'm thinking, oh my God, something's wrong. The other shoe's getting ready to drop. Only to realize the only reason things felt uncomfortable was because there was no drama. I had manifested a life that was happening. I mean, things still happened, but it wasn't drama induced. And it felt strange. So I'm going about my business, and I had moved to California, and things were going okay, whatever. And I decided I needed to go ahead and get a part-time job while I was there. And it was my first night at work, and I was working a night shift, which normally I'm a morning person, but you know, you do what you got to do to pay your bills, right? And myself, along with 4 other people, all started the same day, and we got called over by the supervisor, said that they hadn't marked the parking lot correctly, and that we had all of us had parked in the wrong place, so they needed us to go out and move our cars. So we all go, you know, out to the parking lot, and again, this is like 1 o'clock in the morning. It's dark. They didn't have a very good lighting. We all go move our cars, and we're walking back in, and there was a speed bump. You know, literally a speed bump, you know, those bumps they have on the road where you'll slow down and you kind of ease over, you know, because it otherwise you know, feels like you hit a mountain when you go over it, right? If you go too fast. But they had not painted the yellow warning signs on the speed bump. So what do? I'm rushing, thinking, okay, my first day on the job, I got to do this, I got to do that, I need to get in there. And I was trying to hurry the other people along. And I was the oldest one in the group. So I'm trying to, you know, keep up with everybody. And I hit that speed bump and fell again, chest, chin, and face first. I was so embarrassed and so humiliated. These nice people, they helped me up. And I'm telling them, yeah, I'm fine, I'm fine. But inside, I was hurting so dang bad. I just wanted to sit down and cry. But, you know, I wasn't going to admit to anybody that since I had not been paying attention, I had gotten myself hurt, right? And, oh, I was fine. I had to put in my 8-hour shift. And by the time I got home, oh, my gosh, I hurt so awful. I took a salt bath. The girl I was living with at the time, she gave me some energy healing. I got on the crystal bed, got some healing that way, but I was in so much pain, I couldn't give myself any energy, you know, Reiki or anything. And so as I was sitting there thinking, gosh, why did that have to happen? And of course, you know, my angel stepped up and said, you know, you've been asking for direction. You asked for help, guidance, but then I didn't pay attention to the answers they were giving me. I had made up my mind that I knew exactly what I was doing, and I was taking that step forward. I was going to do X, Y, Z, whatever it was. And, you know, when I thought back on it, the angels had been guiding me and telling me that was not the right step for me at this point in time. So they had to get my attention. And so I fell over the speed bump. So I had affirmed with the angels at that time that, you know, instead of the drama, that I would, you know, call them speed bumps. These are lessons in life, right? And they happen to all of us when we ask for guidance and help, but then we don't take the time to listen to the answers. And some of the times, like in this particular case, I had gotten the messages, but I had decided that I knew better. You know, they're like, no, surely they didn't mean that. There's just no way. There's no way that could work out. So I'm going to have to go and do my own little thing here, right? Well, again, they got my attention in a most dramatic way. Because that was the only way that they could get my attention. I was just kind of off on, I was rogue. I was a rogue human. So the angels are reminding us that they are there for us every single day. They love it when we ask for help. But you have to listen and pay attention to the answers. And granted, sometimes the answers they give us is definitely not what we wanted to hear. But they're willing to keep trying to make sure that we get the answer. They'll make it happen one way or the other. It's just your choice on how you're going to hear it, right? So they're asking you to keep all your senses open. You know, you could have asked something just totally off the wall, but all of a sudden you hear somebody in the grocery store talking and it's similar to your situation. And you're like, huh, maybe I better think about that again. You know, maybe the voice that I'm hearing is ego and not my angels and my guides. And for me, and I've been asked that before, how can you tell the difference between the angelic guidance and ego? Well, ego is just like it sounds. I mean, well, yes, you can do this no matter what, blah, 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 you know, and it's kind of for me, it's a very stern voice, no compassion, or it's telling me, you know, you're not good. And that can't happen because you don't have the talents, or you don't have this, or you don't have that. You know, that's ego. The angels, they can be stern as well, but it's filled with so much love. You can feel the shift in the energy. It's softer. It can be stern, but soft, loving. And for me, it's usually really positive. It's like, well, you know, maybe you could do that, but why don't you just try this and just see what happens. You know, trust, have faith. And how can you tell, you know, how can you say no to that, right? But sometimes they're like, they're a little sterner and saying, you know, we've shown you that this is not in your highest good, you know, or this is not the right timing for that, or whatever. But it's, again, it's a shift in that energy. It's a little softer. But they'll get that message to you in whatever way they can. And for those who work, there's a girl I'm going to interrupt. There's a lady that's in the chat room right now who is a teacher, and she tells some of the funniest stories about her kids. And my granddaughter is a teacher, and some of life's important lessons have been shown to my granddaughter through the kiddos that she's teaching. You know, the saying, out of the mouths of babes, right? So we may have something that's bothering us, or my granddaughter might have something that's bothering her. She goes to school and one kid's acting out because of whatever. And something that comes out of this child's mouth, you know, just hits her like she'd been hit upside the head with the answer that she's been wanting. You know, God and the angels, the universe will find whatever means to get you the answer that you need to whatever questions you have or whatever situation you're in. You can't go on and ask them 10,000 questions and then complain because they didn't answer one. You know, before you start asking the second, third, et cetera, question, make sure you got your answer for the first one. And if you get an answer and you know, you're not thrilled by it, you can ask again and just ask them, am I understanding this correctly? But then give them time to answer the question. You know, when I say that I hear them, for me, it's a shift. It's not my voice inside my head. It's a different tone. It's a different vibration. You know, when you work with energy, it really makes things so much simpler because we are made up of energy. That's all we are. And so if you can tune in to the different energies, you can tell the difference between, you know, the angel guidance or the universe or ego. So they're saying that even though we signed up to learn all these lessons, it doesn't have to be harshly dealt or learnt. So you can, you know, specify. You know, for me, I'll give you another example. When I would have intuitive dreams, sometimes I would wonder, are they really intuitive dreams, or is that my imagination letting go of, you know, all the trauma at work or, you know, a family situation or whatever? Is that my imagination playing all these scenarios out? How do I know what's what? And so what I did, and you can do the same thing, just say, you know, if I need, you know, what I call a God dream regarding this situation, guide me, show me. And for me to validate that it's a God dream, you know, I have something gold in the dream. Because as a child, whenever I thought of Jesus or God, I saw a gold cross, right? The gold represented my spirituality. And so, and these insights, asking for these insights or these dreams, I would say I need something shiny and gold in the dream so I know it's a God dream. I know it's not ego or my mind working some problem out that is really not logical, right? So that started happening. But again, they are thrilled when you reach out for help. If you don't ask, you can't receive, right? So ask them for help. They love helping. For me, it was a lot easier as an adult. You know, I would have the what I call the God dreams, but then I wasn't hearing them as clearly during the day. So I had to ask for better guidance with that. You know, when I first started doing angel card readings at fairs, as a kid, I didn't have to have cards. You know, I just knew. I would get an answer and I just knew. But as an adult, I was raised in an age where, this was the devil's work. This was, even though I'm talking with angels or working with angels, this was the devil's work. I could never figure that one out either. But I needed the confidence. I needed something to be able to build up my confidence, if you will. So, I started working with angel cards. And I'm on my way to my very first public fair to give readings. And I'm playing a song by one of my favorite artists. And I got my hand raised and I'm just singing at the top of my lungs. And I hear Archangel Michael tell me, "You cannot use the cards today." Oh my gosh, I about had a massive heart attack thinking, what the hell? What am I going to do here? What am I going to do? It's signed up for cards. And I'm like, well, maybe next time. And they said, no, you need to trust. We're giving you the answers. You have to trust in us. Step out in faith. Know that we're guiding you correctly. And I'm like, okay, I can still remember. I told Archangel Michael, fine. If I get to this place and I'm giving readings and it's all messed up, I'm going to blame you. And all I got was laughter, right? So my first client came up and sat at the table and he said, I had several decks laid out. He goes, "I want this deck." I said, "Okay." I said, "What I'd like to do for you," I said, "I'll shuffle the cards and lay them out." I said, "But I don't want to turn them over until I get done with your reading. And then let's compare what I'm telling you to the cards." The whole time saying, "Okay, Archangel Michael, here you go. Batter up." So this kid goes, "Okay, that sounds good." So, I just told what, they were guiding me to say. And then when we turned over the three cards, oh my Lord, everything matched up. So that was my confirmation that A, I was hearing correctly. I didn't need the cards to do that. And B, that no matter what, energy is energy. And the angels had totally control over it. The individual asked her question, they gave me the answer, and they validated it with the cards so the customer could see that. And so since that day, I have not used cards to give a reading. I'll pull cards if I'm doing the astrology or something like that. But for the most part, to do a reading, I have to trust. I have to stay in faith. Otherwise, if I don't, whether it be readings or whatever, I hit a speed bump. If I'm not paying attention to my surroundings or the questions I've asked, I hit the speed bump. So we can make it as easy for ourselves or as hard for ourselves as we want. Again, I can't repeat it enough because even with me doing this work, I forget from time to time. I get so wrapped up in the surroundings or where I'm headed, where I'm going, what's the next project or whatever, that I forget to say, guide me, show me, or even to ask for help. So what they're biggest lesson with all this chaos that's going on in the world right now. And a lot of us are just we're straining at the bit because we don't know. Fear has a tendency to creep in right now with all the upheaval, not knowing, what's going to happen tomorrow or next week or whatever. And this is where we have to step out on faith and our trust and know that everything's happening for a reason. Maybe we can't see what that reason is. Maybe we don't, we can't conceive it, but we have to trust that the universe is handling things, right? And one of the best ways we can do that, one, is to ask for help. Two, is to pay attention for them to give you the answers or guide you to the person that comes into your life for the answers. Or C, just let it go and keep doing the most positive things you can do, positive verbiage. Bring music back into your life. For a long time, I shut off music. So whatever stimulates you that makes you feel good in a healthy way, turn up the volume. Let's play more. Let's laugh more. Let's share more. Instead of, watching the news, find a comedy, find a movie that you like, watch a half hour sitcom or get on the internet and look at something positive. You know, the cat videos or the dog videos, you know, those can always raise my vibration and make me laugh. They're hysterical. For me, I've got Yogi anyway. He's hysterical enough. He always raises my vibration. He's my baby. And like I told you, since I've done the animal Reiki, it's he and I've always been close, but now we're closer than ever. He'll come right up to me and he asks for the Reiki, and I give it to him. It's just amazing the difference it's made in his my relationship. I didn't think it could get any better, but it is. And the other reason that I wanted to bring up the speed bumps, because again, everything's different for everybody, right? What works for me may not work for you. But in case it does, these are why I share some of these stories. The other thing too with the speed bumps that I learned, people would say, "Oh, I've got to get grounded. I need to get grounded." And we've all felt that where you kind of just feel like you're out of body and you're scattered and you know you need to pull your energy back in. Well, again, it was the same type of situation to where I said, "God, please, you've got to help me get grounded." And within 30 minutes, I fell. I'm like, huh, again, be careful what you ask for, right? I asked to be grounded, and they did exactly that. I had my feet and my butt on the ground. So to this day, I usually say I need to call in my energy back into my body. Because when you do this kind of work, I mean, it's so much, in so many ways, it's so much easier to be out of body than it is to be in body, at least for me. And I enjoy it. But at the same time, my purpose here is I need to be in body. I need to be able to do what I'm supposed to be doing. And if you don't, or if you ask for help, but I mean, they can be very literal. So when you ask for help, I leave it up to them on how they're going to do it. You know, I change my verbiage. I say, "Please help me get my energy back into my body to where I feel, you know, solid. I feel connected." And it's instantaneous. But I don't go around saying, you know, "I want to be grounded. Erase, erase." Because I can follow on my own. I don't need them to help me to get the message across. But again, they want to help us. They are there for us. They're asking you to call on them where they can help you out of whatever situation you're in. But you have to be careful what you ask for. And so, I mean, you could get a speed bump, or you could get literally grounded, depending on what your intent is and whether or not you've been paying attention to your messages that you're putting out or the messages that they're giving you. And there's a lot of times too, when it comes to myself, I'll ask for clarification because it's like, really? I really want it to be this way and not what you're telling me. So maybe I've misunderstood. Can you give me validation? And again, whether it be standing in line at the grocery store or going shopping or being at your workplace or wherever, they're constantly working to get that answer that you've been waiting for. You know, a simple yes or no question. Ask it on a Monday and say you need an answer by noon on Friday. And then count how many yes or no's you get Monday through Friday. You'll hear another conversation, or there's a billboard sign or a TV commercial or whatever, and you'll know which one it is. You'll intuitively feel that yes or that no. They will use whatever's around you to make sure that you get the message that they want you to have. And even in readings, I've had people come to me and ask a question. And the answer that the angels are giving me, I had this one lady who said to me, "Well, I don't like the answer." I'm like, "I'm really sorry to hear it, but that's the answer they're giving me." And so this lady went through and she asked that same question 20 different ways. And finally, I told her, you know, the reading's over with because I'm not going to change the answer because you don't like it. The angels want you to hear this message, and this isn't the message that they're giving you. And she was real upset with me. She had wanted to come back for another reason and or another reading, and I told her no, because she didn't want to hear the messages the angels were trying to get to her. And it's sad. You know, I don't like all the answers they've given me either. But my gosh, have I learned. And I know that when you get an answer from them, they're giving it with love. They're not giving you that answer to be mean. You have lessons that you signed up for. And with the current situation that you're in, this is the best way to navigate the lesson that you're currently in. But again, you have to open yourself up to that. And it's not always easy. But trust me, if you don't, then they give you the warning with a speed bump. So pay attention to what's going on in your life. And ask yourself, what speed bumps have you been ignoring? What messages have you been getting that you have been ignoring? They're saying, wake up and follow your guidance. Okay, you guys, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, I'll jump into the Facebook page and I'll get you some answers from your angels. All right, we'll be back in 5. Welcome back, everyone. This is Peggy with All My Angels here on 12radio.com. Feel free to jump into the Facebook chat room and place any questions there you would like to get some answers to. I'd love to give out the messages. Makes my day. I hope you enjoyed the first part of the show. It's kind of interesting when you call people out about myself, especially for not paying attention when we ask for questions and then, you know, we're not so sure we really want to have the answer to the question. So I hope you liked it. Let's see here. Get over to Facebook. Always have to switch it over, make sure I get all the comments instead of just the newest. It's weird how they do that. Okay, the first person is Rosanna, and I have not heard from you forever, girl. I'm so glad to see you here today and catching the show. You guys are, I think, on spring break this week, right? So welcome. I hope your class is going well. I look forward to the, pardon me, the antics of your children. Rosanna is a fantastic teacher. Her kids just love her, and I totally understand why. She's just very phenomenal individual and a great teacher, and the kids are blessed to have you, Rosanna. So thanks for being here. Renee Andrews is in the house. She says hi to everyone. I'm gonna say hi right back to you. And again, thank you so much for coming in week after week. I certainly appreciate you being here. Let's see, Quali's here. She says grand rising, Peggy, Yogi, Serena, and 1-2 family. Well, thank you so much for being here. You're another one that comes in all the time, and I really appreciate your energy and being here. And, you know, March is, I don't understand astrology a whole lot, but my God, girl, we got all this stuff going on. There's like 4 major things happening this month, and I've been feeling every single one of them. And the big one is coming, I think it's Thursday, is the full moon, and it's what they call a red. Is it called the blood moon? Is that it? Because it's supposed to give the appearance of being red. So yeah, the shifts and changes that are occurring right now, not only in the U.S., but in the world and energetically. Oh my God, it's, whew, you know, being a light worker or doing any kind of this work, spiritual work, is definitely not for the faint-hearted. I can attest to that. Pamela Snow's here. She goes, so happy to be here today, Peggy. Good morning, everyone. Pamela, thank you so much for showing up. As always, I appreciate you being here. Suzanne is here. She's a regular. Hi, Peggy. Glad to hear you live today. Well, I'm glad to be live today. I look forward to every Tuesday. And sometimes the angels will give me like 3 minutes notice of what they want me to touch on. So sometimes it flows really good and sometimes it's all over the place because I haven't had time to center and call my energy back in. So thank you for showing up. Pamela says, I can relate, Peggy. I've got to learn not to be so much in my head. I think I frustrate my angels quite a bit. Well, I've often said that I think and I've posted it before because it's a hysterical meme where you see this angel bent, you know, with her head on the table in front of her and her arms stretched out. You know, I think that my angels have been pretty stressed as well. You know, they used to have to take a 2x4 to get my attention, and thank God I don't have to go through that anymore. But I just figure, you know, when something comes up, I tell them, oh, I'm just trying to keep you on your toes. So, you know, at least life's not dull, right? But it doesn't have to be dramatic either. So I think there's that happy medium. I think they're glad that I'm finally getting the hang of some things, you know. So there's another one too. It shows an angel, an older lady with all these wrinkles and smoking a cigarette, and you know she looks like she's been to hell and back. And they say that, you know, the caption is something like, "I think my angel's got a drinking problem" or something like that. And you wonder the stuff that we put them through. You wonder if they get frustrated, think, oh my God, why did I sign up to take this particular project on? Sometimes I wonder if that's the case with me. So totally understand what you're saying, Pamela. And Tara Elizabeth is here, and she says, good morning, and sends her love. Well, right back at you, honey. You guys, with the changing world and the political climate right now, It's almost too much. I don't know about you guys, but I just can't watch the news like I used to. I just can't do it. So I watch, 30 minutes worth of news every evening between 5:30 and 6 to find out what's going on in the world. I try not to take too much of it to heart, and once that show's over with, I disconnect from it. And I just all I can do at this point with everything that's going on is pray for everyone's highest good, whatever that may be. And I'm constantly asking the angels and the universe to guide me, show me, because I don't know what else at this point in my life that I can do to change some of the stuff that's going on. My heart goes out to my granddaughter and her generation, the things that they're having to go through. The education department is just, I mean, that just blows me away that that's changed so much. Our kids are so, our kids and our grandkids and their kids, they matter. And that matters whether or not that we've got people out there willing to give them the education that they need. We need them, to keep us going, to keep us striving to be better than what we were yesterday. And again, I don't know what all the answers are, and I don't know who's right and who's wrong, but if we go back to the basics of treating each other with love and kindness, remember using the magic words, please and thank you, not being rude, not being a bully. Go back to basics here. If all of us would just try that, just get through one 24-hour period of where you do your biggest effort to be as kind as you can be, to be as compassionate as you can be, to be loving and kind and compassionate. I mean, the world just doesn't have a lot of compassion, and it bothers me. So all I can do is, buckle up and double down and try to be nicer than I've ever been before. And I'm human. I have good days and bad days. I have days that, people still piss me off. That's just who I am. But at the same time, now instead of really reacting to that first initial reaction, so to speak, I'm taking that breath and going, geez, I wonder if they're having a really bad day. I wonder if something happened in their family. I wonder if the news that they've been listening to is so overpowering them or overwhelming them that they just can't, or they don't know how to react other than to be mean and nasty. That maybe that's their way of getting out their emotions, which unfortunately is sad, but there's a lot of people that are that way, So we have to, I think some of us have to need to dig a little deeper and realize that one person can make a difference. If you're kinder today and you say good morning to somebody that looks like they're having a bad day, maybe you just made their day, and maybe they'll have a better day and they'll be nicer to someone as they go through their day. The trickle effect. We could all sit and focus on, pardon me, the things that are going on that we know is unjust and unfair and inhumane and on and on and on with the negative words, right? But if the only thing we can do is send love and light to the situation, or say prayers for them, or pray for their highest good, or to make somebody else's day by saying hi or asking, how are you doing today? Or calling somebody and say, hey, just tell me the best thing that happened to you today. Get that person out of their negative and have them think about something positive. It's free. It doesn't cost you anything. But not only are you going to be lifting them up, you lift yourself up by doing the same thing. When you're sitting down having dinner with your family, which A, not too many people do that anymore. We all eat on the run or whatever. And I think that's sad, because some of the biggest events took place at our dinner table when I was younger, and they weren't always the best things, but at least the family is all together and we shared it at once, right? Whether it was mom and dad being mad at each other or yelling at us or to talk about a vacation or talk about somebody in the family who was sick. That's where we got the news of the day. But if you can take family time and have your meals and talk about the best things that happened to you during the day and share with your significant other or your kids or your grandkids or make that phone call and say, you know, I was just thinking about you. I hope you had a good day today. Those kinds of things. Show people that you care. But today we get so wrapped up in the hustle and bustle of our lives that we can't be bothered with what's going on with somebody else. Sometimes we need to disconnect from what we're hurting about or what bugging us and reach out to somebody else with kindness and compassion and see if you can lighten their load. You know what I'm saying? It sounds kind of counterintuitive, but if you can get out of your own pity party and try to live somebody else's spirits, then they're going to get out of their pity party and pass it on. Right now, more than ever, in my opinion, we all need to pull together. We need to put our differences aside and let's find our oneness. Let's find the things that we have in common with each other. It's not that hard to do. But again, we get so wrapped up or we're just so, by the time we get home from work or whatever you're doing, you just feel like overrun and just, pardon me, drained from all the negative energy that's been going on that you don't want to talk to anybody. And that's okay every once in a while, but you don't want to get stuck there. You know, we all, whether we realize it or not, we all need each other. We all need to be able to reach out to each other and help each other up. Because we all have good days and bad days. And if I'm having a bad day, I would love it if somebody called me and cheered me up with something funny or whatever. So just think about it. Oh, Tara says, if you have time for a general reading, I'm open to listening to whatever I need to know right now. Okay, Tara, let me just focus here a second. Okay, Tara, the first thing I'm picking up, it feels like you're trying to make a decision, and it feels like you already know what the decision is. They're being very vague to me, but they're saying that you know. They're saying that trust your instinct. You are being divinely guided. I don't know if it feels almost like a move, and I don't know if that's an energetic move or a physical move, but I'm hearing yes for that. There are the shifts and changes coming up that you're aware of, but it feels good. I'm hearing by the end of April, it's almost like I'm hearing it's an all new me. So whatever changes you made between now and then, they feel positive. They're saying step out of fear. Let it go. You don't need it. You're being divinely guided. Let's see. Hold on one second here. Yo, he's having a problem here. Hold on. Are you okay, bud? You okay? I'm going to mute you for just one second. Sorry. Sorry about that. He's having a... No, he's growling. I think you can probably hear him. I put him up on my lap. Sorry about that. He's having a little breathing attack here. I think he's part cat in another life or something. He gets those hairballs or whatever where he can't breathe very good. Hold on, bud. You're okay. But anyhow, Tara, I do feel like the shifts and changes, but they feel good and positive. They're saying stay out of the fear and step into and stay in faith because it's like whatever you've been manifesting, it's coming to fruition. So open up your arms and say, bring it on because it's coming your way. Okay? I hope that helps out. Hold on. So let me refresh my screen here. Hold on. It's okay, bud. It's okay. It's okay. There you go. Just breathe. I'm giving him a little bit of animal Reiki here. Just bear with me. Okay, well, I hope that helped, Tara, and thank you all for showing up here. I'm going to cut this a little short, you guys. I need to take care of Mr. Yogi. But until next Tuesday, sending you all blessings, light, love, and angel hugs. Take care and see you next week.